T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're really starting to see this net situation kind of deteriorate here. As on this day of the NBA draft, where the Nets do not have a first-round pick, they're making some noise because, obviously, as you know, it's been reported for a couple days now, Kyrie and the Nets are at what they are calling an impasse.
Yes.
They're having, you know, some trouble coming to a contract extension to keep Kyrie in Brooklyn. And, obviously, that's huge because of what he's meant to this team and really the direction they chose to go when they brought him in KD. And so there is more news today from Woj about both Irving and KD, which was also speculated because these two are buddies and Kyrie Irving brought him here. So the instant speculation was, if Kyrie is gone, what would that mean for Durant? So let's just give you the Woj tweet first. Both these tweets have come out in the last 10 minutes or so. Wojnarowski: if Kyrie Irving can't reach a deal and an agreement to stay with Brooklyn, he has a list of teams he'd like them to consider on a sign and trade, including the Lakers, the Clippers, the Knicks, which is unlikely, the Heat, Mavs, and 76ers. None of these teams have the cap to sign him outright without the Nets' help, so it'd have to be a sign and trade. Now, again, Woj responds also with, those are the teams he has interest in, not necessarily a priority for those teams, but those are the teams he'd be willing to go to if they can't come up with a deal. And now, that seems relatively not that big news, because if they can't come to a deal, we know this is what's going to happen. Not a lot of other teams can sign him. The Nets are going to want some kind of compensation for losing Kyrie. I think it makes absolutely no sense for the Nets. There's nothing else to do but to continue on this path.
No doubt about it.
Already tried to go down.
Of course.
But that's where they are. So that's not necessarily news breaking on itself. But Shams also has a tweet about Shams now has a tweet about KD.
Yeah, and Shams had sources. And what you need to know about Shams is when his sources are the player himself.
Correct.
Or the agents.
So this is a legit, considering the tweet, this is a legitimate.
This is coming from either KD or his camp.
Correct.
Sources: Kevin Durant is monitoring the Brooklyn Nets situation and considering options with his future. This now opens the path for Kyrie Irving to proceed on finding a new home via opt-in and trade.
KD, obviously, there was some fear. Woj put it in a story the other day that there is some fear, that the Nets have some fear, that if they can't come to a deal with Kyrie, that they are so close, Kyrie and KD, that there might be no other choice but both of them. Like,
yep.
KD might not want to stay here. Now, he's locked in for another 4 years, signed long-term. He's my guy. We all know it. He's been here for, you know, he's hitched his wagon to the Nets train, but obviously now that's no longer the case.
Well, because it was Kyrie.
Yeah.
They hitched their wagons together.
Yes.
It just happened to be in Brooklyn.
Correct.
So this was always going to be
because
a package
Kyrie
deal.
Wanted Brooklyn. Let's also remember that. I don't think KD, I think it became clear KD didn't want the Garden. I don't think KD necessarily wanted Brooklyn. Kyrie wanted Brooklyn, and KD wanted Kyrie.
Correct.
And so now if Kyrie's going to leave,
yeah.
This is more than speculation now. This is coming, you're 100% right. This is coming from KD's camp. KD is letting the world know, I'm monitoring the situation. Let's be honest. It seems like right now, reading between the lines here, I don't understand why this opens a path for Kyrie. I'm not understanding that terminology because what, Kevin Durant block his path in a trade? All this is saying is Kevin Durant is monitoring the situation, and if Kyrie goes, I'm going to.
I think the situation is where KD would be like, listen, we started this here in Brooklyn. We need to win in Brooklyn. Don't go anywhere.
Right.
We're going to try to win here. Maybe what this is saying is KD's going, hey, listen, go.
We'll figure it out.
And we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Right. We don't have to win here in Brooklyn.
Right.
Now, from a basketball perspective, if the Nets trade Kevin Durant, and Evan could break this down better than I can, but they could get in all these assets, they could rebuild it.
Oh, they get a monster return.
No doubt. But from a overall situation, looking at this from the from up to in, this is a disaster.
Oh, it's a horrendous failure.
An absolute disaster, especially when you put the James Harden situation here.
Yeah.
For this team to not
This is unbelievable. This is the Celtic trade times 10.
Ugh.
It's an embarrassing moment for the Nets. No matter what they get back, and maybe they build it up quickly, I don't know. Sean Marks did a great job when he first got here building up this team from cap hell that Billy King left it in, and was able to build this team with a bunch of great pieces. You know, LeVert, all these different guys, Dinwiddie, all the different guys that made that Net team attractable to guys like Durant and Kyrie.
And they put the Nets on the map nationally. Obviously, locally, they don't get a ton, but nationally, they're one of the biggest teams. They're not the biggest team.
They're a bigger deal nationally than they are in New York. It's crazy to say.
That's the Brooklyn Nets. Yeah. But now they're going to blow it up. It certainly seems like it.
It is a failure of momentous proportion. This cannot happen. I'm sorry. And this is coming from a Knicks fan. I would love to see it blown up. We talked about the Mets and Yankees. I'm the kind of guy, I don't harbor this ill will for the Nets. I mean, let's be honest. The Knicks haven't caused me any pain in forever. It's almost like I'm numb to them. They have numbed me out of being a Knicks fan. Whatever happens, it sucks. It pisses me off, and then I forget about it. I'm impervious to Knicks.
Sometimes fans don't realize the Knicks are the Knicks, and they think they are the Yankees or the Giants.
But so ultimately, I would get a couple of chuckles out of this, but the Nets can't allow this to happen. They have got to figure out a way to bring Kyrie and KD back to this team. There is no other way to do it. Whatever you're going to bring back, you are not going to be in a better basketball standing. I understand Kyrie is inconsistent. I understand he's undependable. I understand that he brings the idea that anything on any moment on any night could upset him to the point of not showing up for the game.
Right.
And that's unfortunate, and that's the kind of guy he is. And some are valid, and some are less valid, and whatever that is fine. But the point is, all of that being considered, you went down a path. You went down a path of bringing one of, if not the best player in the NBA at the time, and at times being a Net, he has been. Right now, questionable, considering what other players have done during his time at the Nets. But you brought in what you thought to be and considered the best player in the NBA, along with one of the great point guard scorers in NBA history.
Without a doubt.
Brought it here, and this was the deal you made.
That's it.
You made a deal. You were going to hand this franchise over to KD and Kyrie and hope for a championship, because like no other sport on the planet, that's one of the premier ways of going about winning a title. You can't do it in baseball. The Angels have shown you. You can't go out and get Ohtani and Trout and just say, bring us a championship, fellas. It's not the same.
Doesn't work
in the NBA,
same.
It can work. That's the deal.
It
has worked, of course. This is the deal you have made. You cannot blow it up now with not even ever making a conference final. It can't happen. They have to figure out a way to make this all work.
Dude,
it's embarrassing.
I thought that they would win multiple championships. That's when they had KD and Kyrie. And then they brought in Harden, who's a bum, a dog, all that stuff. But he was going to play third wheel. I thought this team, because like you said, in the NBA, if you have the star players, you win. We've seen other scenarios like the Spurs, where they had Tim freaking Duncan, or the Pistons or stuff like that. But if you have the best players, the star players, you should win, and multiple times. And the fact that we're sitting here right now and we could be on the verge of them blowing it up with no championships, no trips to the finals, is unbelievable. Now, if we found all 45 Net fans, they would tell us we expected this almost some way. It's almost like that Met Jet fan, younger brother mentality, where even as excited as you were, there was still that little bit of being pessimistic, like, of course, something's going to go wrong here. But to have those all-world talents like Durant and Kyrie and injuries and stuff, a lot of things played their part in why they haven't won so far. But you have got to figure out a way to have Kevin Durant and Kyrie, because yes, they can rebuild, but your best chance to win a championship, if you're the Nets, is with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
No question. And you mentioned talent. They're in the prime of their career. I know they're coming off injuries. They're a little on the back end, but they're playing on any given night. They're the best player in the world. That's how good they are. This isn't Garnett, and this isn't
and
Paul
Pierce.
You know, at the end of their career, hoping to, you know, maybe put one year together. And let's be fair. This year was a disaster, right? But last year, they win that series if it wasn't for injuries.
Yeah, Kyrie's ankle injury.
They win an NBA title if not for they almost did it without them. They almost did it without Kyrie and a hampered
Harden. Harden. The hamstring.
I mean, they were right there to win that series. If his foot's an inch back further behind the
line,
they do win that series. Yeah. I mean, this is, you can't let this happen. They have to figure out a way. I understand the thought. You want all the guys in, and I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Maybe Kyrie's less interested in coming back than it seems. Maybe the discussions have kind of led to the idea where it's no longer working between these two sides. I don't know. But they have to figure out a way to keep these. It makes no sense. What are they going to get back? Draft picks?
That's what it's going to be. I mean, you're going to get assets back, but I mean, you got to try to, like you said, you got to try to make this work. Now, this team beating the Warriors? Probably not. But, like, you have to keep Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Like, it's unbelievable that they get their hands on these star players, right. And a couple years later, there's a good chance they're going to be off the team already with no championships.
It's unbelievable.
Let's go Knicks. I'll say it again. Let's go Knicks.
Dude, you know what? I feel for Evan. I do.
Has he tweeted anything? We should probably reach out. He has?
On so many levels, I feel for Evan because oftentimes, too, when he goes on vacation, stuff like this happens. Like, the poor guy works hard, and I know he loves sports, and it's not a job to him. It's his life. But could the guy just go up to Cooperstown and enjoy it? He can't. He's got to be worried about this stuff. He's got to be tweeting about the Nets and worried about his...
All self-inflicted. Well, obviously. But...
Did we see his tweet yet or no?
Yeah, he retweeted Shams.
He could kiss my ass.
Well,
he said all...
all self-inflicted. I got you. That was what Evan tweeted. I see. Okay, sorry.
About the Shams report about KD. And I mean, I wonder what KD thinks. I mean, he has to win, right? We all know that.
Oh, yeah, from a perspective of, hey, you jumped on the coattails of the Warriors.
Correct.
Now I know we've heard it, the drive in the bus, but...
He goes to drive his own bus.
To cement his legacy in my mind as a basketball player, Kevin Durant is unbelievable. Yeah, he joined a great team, but he was the best player on the freaking team.
No question.
He won
the
finals MVP.
But now you've got that team without him again. Now that they won one before without him, they won one after without him. And now, coming off the most recent one, now he's going to be from team to team to team. I know LeBron has done it successfully, all right? But now it's almost as if Durant doesn't want to play without Kyrie. Like, he doesn't want to take on that challenge. It's either Kyrie or what am I doing?
And the argument is, why would Kevin Durant, hitch his wagon to Kyrie? You could make that argument till the cows come home. Maybe this wasn't the right guy to partner up with. That's a whole other discussion.
Course.
But he's made that decision. He's made that bet, and he's lying in it.
Now, if he wins a championship wherever they go next, we don't know.
Speculating that they're both going.
We don't know if they're leaving. The point is, what seems to be now is if Kyrie leaves, KD is leaving.
Right.
That's what seems to be obvious where it's going. So, but we don't know if they are leaving. But what I would say is, if KD does this, and he ties himself to Kyrie and leaves again and goes to another franchise, I mean, if they don't win there, at what point does he have to settle in, make a choice? Like, if he stays with the Nets and builds a championship without Kyrie, that's the best case scenario for him as far as legacy building.
Yeah, right now that's going to be a very, very tall order because I just don't see Kevin Durant alone, throw the name in or whoever. I don't think they win. You obviously need Kyrie. You need multiple guys, especially with the Warriors who are going to be good for a very, very long time, the Bucks, all that stuff. I just think from a legacy standpoint, I'm sure Kevin will never say this, but I'm sure it eats at him. Because he hears it. He's very active on Twitter. He hears the noise. You jumped in on the Warriors. You haven't been able to drive the bus. You haven't won on your own. So I'm sure Kevin wants that. I just don't know if we're at the point now, like you said, where KD or Kyrie care where they win a championship.
No, they clearly
don't. Whether it's Brooklyn, whether wherever. So the Net fans obviously want them to stay, and the Nets, of course, want them to stay and win a championship here. But I think from a perspective of where and they don't care where they play to win.
But then he comes here and leaves the Nets in disarray. Comes here. I don't want to say he forces it, right? He's the de facto GM. They come in, they have this great complimentary team with a coach in Kenny Atkins, who he adored before he came here. I watch him. The way they play basketball, love everything about it. Within a year coming here, they have to change the coach. They trade all of the pieces that, were the reason he decided to come here, the way they style and they play basketball. They trade it all for Harden. He allows Harden and this team to fall apart to the point where they have to get rid of Harden and send him to a competitor in Philadelphia. And now His buddy wants to leave, and he's like, oh, I'll leave too.
Right, but when you bring in a guy like Kevin Durant, and this is for any major superstar players, they run the franchise. They're the coach, they're the GM, they're the owner. They call all the shots, and you do everything you can to make that guy happy. So as much as Kyrie has all the baggage that comes with Kyrie, you have to make your star player happy. Now, I hear on the hotline,
yes,
the only Met fan more negative than me is waiting to talk to us, not about the Mets, but his other team that he loves, the Nets.
Yeah, so Frank the Tank, I guess the only, since Evan's on vacation, he's our Net fan.
Diehard Net fan.
So let's hear what he has to say. As, listen, again, just rumors, but it seems like Kyrie and the Nets are struggling to come to an agreement. Looks like he might be on his way out. He's already gotten to the process of giving out the teams he'd be willing to go to. And now the real story, it seems like if that were to happen, the Nets would also have to say goodbye to KD. Frank the Tank, how are you feeling about it?
And they'd also have to say goodbye to me.
Frank, they can't live without you, Frank.
I stuck by the Nets when they left New Jersey. I was angry. I wasn't happy. But you know what? I said, okay, Brooklyn's still a local market. Mm. They did the ridiculous Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett trade, giving up draft picks, where basically for 5 years, the Nets were basically non-competitive and had no draft picks to pick it up at.
Correct.
And they bring in Durant and Irving. They had some good pieces, and I knew that Harden trade was a mistake from day one. They get rid of a good coach because they wanted a coach that these players want to be.
They don't even need a coach.
Yeah, it's just to placate the KD and Kyrie.
There's so many leaders on the floor.
And now Kyrie Irving, who basically has given the Mets the Nets nothing but headaches. the knee surgery the first season. The 2 week sabbatical the second season. COVID this season. That's it. I am done. I will not root for this team. They have no draft picks, no future, no hope. I will, if they don't fix this, if these two players are not back on the team next year, if they're not a championship contender, if they have draft picks, I'm going to follow them. I'm going to be able to list the teams, and I want to be recruited. That's it. I am done with the Brooklyn Nets.
I understand, Frank.
I totally get it, man. I get it, because you honestly, as negative as you are, and you are negative, when they got these two guys, you had to be not thinking of one championship. You had to be thinking, we're going to win multiple championships, right?
They haven't even got to a conference final.
No, I know, dude. Well, but again, they had injuries. There's been things in that way, Frank. You would agree, at full strength, they probably would have gotten there, right?
Probably would have, but we've dealt with dramas and divas. And now they're going to leave.
But
they're not even going to stick it out for a fourth year. They're not even going to give the next chance. And we've given up so much draft capital. So we have nothing. Nothing. The Nets will not make the playoffs for 20 years if they let these two players get away.
I will not
subjugate myself to that.
If this were to happen, who do you blame the most? The Nets, Kyrie, or Durant?
The Nets.
I get it.
And what if, let me just ask you then, if KD leaves because they couldn't come up with a deal for Kyrie, are you upset with KD at all? Do you expect him to stick through, or are you understanding of him wanting to leave with his buddy and leave the Nets high and dry?
No. Basically, the NBA is what the NBA is, and the players just have so much control.
Oh, they run the league. They absolutely run the league, no doubt.
So basically, I will not root for a team that's completely hopeless, because the Nets will never be able to put anything together again. Because if KD and Kyrie leave, you'll never get another star in here. You have no draft picks. You have no hope. You're going to be like the Pelicans. You're going to be like the Kings, where you don't even have a draft pick. You're going to have players that be like a college team. No, I will not do that. I will not subjugate myself to that. I will become a free agent.
Frank, you're not going to stop rooting for the Nets. You're going to stick with them because you're a fan.
He's a free agent for hire. How much is it going to take you to come over to the Garden?
Don't do that, Frank.
What do you need, Frank?
Don't listen to him.
I'm in a unique position to offer a couple things. What do you want? You going to be a Knicks fan?
I wouldn't do that as long as...
What if Kyrie and KD come to the Knicks?
I will not do that as long as James Dolan owns the Knicks.
Okay. But you can always stay outside.
You don't want to come to the Knicks either way, Frank. Let's make that clear. You don't want to jump ship. You can't become a Knicks fan, no matter under any circumstances. By the way, it's nothing special.
I tell you one thing I might seriously consider is Boston.
Come on. Oh, why, are you kidding
Frank,
me?
Frank, you can't go to Boston.
Frank, you can't become a Celtic fan. What
the? Why? Because they had all the next pick. They had all the Nets draft picks. You feel like a kinship to them?
But no, this will be it.
Frank, come on, man. You can't
I understand,
be a Celtic
Frank. Well,
fan.
Listen, good luck. And again, Frank, I know where it hasn't happened just yet. I still think this is a very difficult thing. Because and thank you, Frank.
Frank, you just,
thank you, buddy.
Dude, Frank, I get it, bro.
Call anytime. I still think that most Net fans, it's hard. Net fans.
It's the same mentality.
Feel like you.
That's why.
And I find it hard to believe that this year and what Kyrie, because you can't say KD has left a bad taste in their mouth. I mean, he got injured at times, but he's been a great, I know he disappeared in the Celtics series.
Sure did.
But you know how great he is. I mean, so the idea that this one season in a 3-year span, I fell apart with the other star first, let's be honest. So, I mean, you've allowed two relationships to deteriorate to the point that you are going to give up on a plan that you had to win a championship and start again from zero? I mean, I just think it's very unlikely. I really do.
That's
tough,
too.
I think it's very unlikely.
And you want to make your, because now we're in a situation where obviously there are teams like the Lakers that you don't have to build your reputation. You have that. But the Nets have a chance here, if they can win with these guys, where you will get future stars that want to come here because they're going to like, look, they won. They treated these guys great. Yeah. And now 10 years down the line, you can get more superstar players. If this thing goes to hell in a handbag, like Frank said, good luck attracting star players to want to play in Brooklyn. It's not going to happen. You have to. He's marrying us. You can't get a divorce 2 years in. You're not actors, okay?
No.
Let's make this work.
Everyone's going to want their gifts back.
That's it. Exactly.
I mean, that's the way. I mean, that's what it is.
No doubt.
It's really unbelievable. Again, sort of speculation, but it seems like, and again, Shams gets
smoke,
it.
There's fire.
Shams
bro.
Gets it from the players. Woj gets it from the teams.
Exactly.
So the Nets, again, if you haven't heard, or you're just tuning in, the Nets and Kyrie are at an impasse on a contract.
That was the word used.
They're at the point now where he's already told them the teams he'd be willing to accept a sign and trade with. And then Shams has come out, and you know he gets everything from the players.
Yep.
And he's tweeting that Kevin Durant is monitoring the situation. And
he's like Aaron Judge, right, monitoring the situation.
Right. I'm watching. It's the same thing.
He's maybe not
KD
on Zoom.
And Judge, I'm watching.
They're watching, bro. Watching. Your best player says that. It's like, oh,
you guys are having negotiations with my buddy.
Oh, you're watching. Having an impasse. Okay, I'm monitoring and I'm monitoring closely.
Yes,
it's just supposed to.
I'm
scare
on
us.
Zoom. I'm wearing a suit and tie. I'm watching. And if you can't figure it out, and you want to send them to the Clippers,
see ya.
So see ya.
You could look at it as a scare tactic. Like, hey. Get this figured out. You're at an impasse. Tough. Figure it out because you're losing me too.
877-337-6666. Let's go. Give us Net fans, if you're out there, I have to do things like that.
And I love Frank, but bro, the Celtics, come on, Frank.
No,
you're better than that, Frank. You're better than that. You can't go root for the Boston Celtics. Come on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I got the Swedish House this year, and I'm going to probably need those tickets for Kygo at the Garden. I think it's October 6th. It's like a Thursday.
Kygo at the Garden.
But that's Whitney Houston singing with him. Let's just make sure.
Okay, yeah. Right. That's what I was saying. That's Whitney Houston's version of Higher Love.
Yeah, we got to give respects to old Whitney
New question.
No, Whitney, yeah. Winwood,
listen,
and Kygo.
When I'll tell you right now, I'm not ashamed to say this. When I was a kid, I forget the age. I know the movie came out in the early 90s. But the Bodyguard soundtrack was one of those soundtracks that just, I wore that CD out.
Well, the movie sucked. So yeah,
the soundtrack.
The movie sucks,
no, it did
bro.
Not,
I know you're
man.
Kevin. You're a mark for Kevin Costner.
Costner is
total
the
mark
man.
For the guy. I'm not debating whether he's a man or not, and Whitney's the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
The movie was garbage.
No, it was not.
It was so bad.
Oh, stop it.
It was awful.
I'm not going to tell you it's Oscar-worthy or anything, wow. but it was good.
It's not even Nickelodeon
what was
movie
his name?
Wars.
Frank
or
something or other. His name was Frank. He was great. The scene where he took the where he was like eating the peach, and the other guy came in all pissed off because he, you know, went against the regular route, and he had to teach the guy a lesson in the kitchen. That was awesome.
The Bodyguard has 35% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Of course it does.
35%?
35%.
That's a hideous job by Rotten Tomatoes. Just a hideous,
it's
hideous
slightly
job.
Above Geely on the Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, stop
rating.
It. Don't you put them in the same sentence.
Remember the David Spade when he was doing Weekend Update? And he's like, nah, I want my money back. It was, it's just not a good movie, dude. And Rotten Tomatoes,
a good movie.
I swear by Rotten Tomatoes. I always go by, they're very
You're
rarely
crazy.
Wrong. Because they give you the critic review.
And
then they
the
give
fan,
you,
yeah.
Exactly. And there's certain movies that I lean more towards what the fans think. And then
I bet
there's
you the
other
fan, it
critics.
Did better with the fans than it did with... It doesn't matter. The
because
point
of
is,
a freaking dopey song?
The soundtrack was great. Not even just that one. There's so many good songs. Queen of the Night?
That one song. I don't know too well. Give me a little...
You've got a... With the way that I am, you say I'm trouble and I don't give a damn. But when I'm bad, I know I'm better.
And we're
I just want to get loose.
We're, for those of us...
Give it up
for those of us in our younger audience, a CD is a disc you used to put into a CD player to play music off of. That's what that is.
Paddington 2, guys, just for your reference.
It's a dope movie,
highest
too.
Rating on Rotten Tomatoes at 99.
No joke, not going to front. Paddington 1 and 2 are dope.
Stop.
Dope, dude.
Stop.
No, they're very good movies.
I agree.
I'm not going to front. And I,
You're
you want to take
front?
Not that I had a man card anyway, but if you want to take the man card away for liking
a fucking
bear.
I wouldn't want you fronting around here. No, don't... Stop it.
It's excellent.
That's a perfect... Paddington 2 is the highest rated movie ever.
Better than,
Better
than The Godfather.
Better than The Godfather.
I'm not going to... I'm certainly... The way I'm pissing people off, I'm not going to die on
Better
that hill.
Better than The Godfather.
You have kids.
And these are the people I'm going to judge about how good The Bodyguard is?
Go home tonight.
I'll be the judge of The
go
Bodyguard.
Go home or some point watch Paddington and Paddington 2 with
stop.
The kids. It's excellent.
Just stop.
It's great.
Paddington has a 97.
This is absurd.
Crazy.
This is absurd.
The highest rated movie on Rotten Tomatoes.
History.
History. That encompasses every movie.
All right, now
I'm
curious.
Made.
Quick, do you have the list? Quick top five.
All right, here we go.
I need to pull the list.
Okay, up. That's fine.
I knew off the top of the head Paddington.
Sure.
That's a little facto you go to at parties.
It's one of my favorites.
You keep that in the back pocket just in case, you know, someone
Godfather.
Needs to. Oh, by the way, did you know that Paddington, yes, Paddington 2, actually, best rated film ever on Rotten Tomatoes, just so you know.
These people always pop it in. You get the ladies to watch a little Paddington 2.
Shawshank Redemption is probably in the top five.
You want to go back to my house? I just bought off of Amazon Paddington 2.
It's really good. I'm telling you. It's excellent. Is it the greatest movie of all time?
It sounds like a little bit of a movie you wouldn't think to come back and watch with me, but 99 on the Rotten Tomatoes scale. Just saying. Better than The Godfather. So come back with Big Zoo.
Do we have a list here?
You can come back with the Big Zoo Bear
and
you can watch
list
Paddington Bear.
Have you guys found the list yet?
I pulled it up, but all of a sudden it fell right back.
You guys have it yet or no?
It's okay. We can get to it. We got to get to the Nets. There are callers here that want to get to the Nets, obviously. Kyrie and KD.
Kyrie and KD. Either way, those are their cousins. KY.
And KY.
That joke writes itself. You don't even have to. I'll leave that
Kyrie and KD. Kyrie and the Nets are in an impasse. He's given them the teams he's willing to trade with. KD monitoring the situation, it sounds like either they're both staying, which I still think is the most likely scenario, or they're both leaving. Those are the two options right now. And this is the one thing I do want to just say before I get to the call. I'm a Knicks fan, and I don't think it makes much sense to bring Kyrie here. But that doesn't mean that I don't think it's the best for the Nets. Like, I understand, like, people are always like, Knicks fans say, how could you leave? Do you want him? I guess you don't want him. He's been a disaster everywhere he goes. You wouldn't want him on the Knicks. Why can't the Nets get rid of him? Because the Nets have already gone down this path. And now it means they're losing both of their guys. This is the team they have chosen to try and win a championship.
It makes
with.
No sense
you
for the Knicks to
give
bring
up
in Kyrie.
On it now.
It'll
it
be
makes,
a mess.
It makes no sense.
It makes no
but
sense having, for the Knicks
but
to keep
But saying that doesn't mean it doesn't, they're not, you can, both say the net doesn't make sense for the Knicks, and it makes complete sense for the Nets.
Yeah.
The only way to go about business right now.
They're independent of each other. And to me, this is the thing, too, we were talking about in the break. I was talking to the guys back there. The Nets have a situation here where they can build a brand. They can build a brand. Like, the Lakers are a brand. the Knicks, to a degree, are a brand, certainly not attracting free agents or winning or doing anything like that, but they are a brand. The Nets could become a brand here. That goes out the window completely if they screw this situation up.
All right, let's get to your calls on it. Brian in Brooklyn. Brian, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, guys. Glad to hear you on the show. I'm a daily listener, so don't let Craig beat you up too much.
Well, especially Loogie. Yesterday was a rough day. Yesterday was a rough day.
Yeah, that was bad.
So I've been a Nets fan since the Jersey days. I mean, I'm young, 28, but I've been a Nets fan since I was a kid.
Condolences.
I mean, this team went through one of the most excruciating rebuilds in sports, made the worst trade in sports history, in my opinion, with the Celtics.
Up there.
You're repeating history. I mean, it could be up there with this trade if they don't come back. You got 2 years of ticket sales and one, two playoff trips and nothing to show.
You got to see better. At least you got to see one of the great players in the NBA in his prime. I mean, it's a little different than the absolute disaster that trade was. At least you had delusions of grandeur at one point that you could win. I think from the day one you saw that team on the court, you never thought you were going to win with that team. Right. This team, you thought you could win. It's not as bad, but it's more heartbreaking at the same
time. My problem with it is, too, though, you had Kenny Atkinson. He has rebuilt the team, doing a great job. You fire him.
Mm-hmm.
You still were able to maintain Caris LeVert, Jared Allen, and a couple of other players even after the KD and Kyrie trade. You kibosh that to bring in Harden, who then gets upset in a year and a half.
No doubt.
I mean, the missteps after missteps. You got a Chinese owner when the rift between China and the U.S. and the NBA keeps getting wider. This team turned a great situation into an absolute disaster. In
18
months.
And, Brian, listen, it's hard to argue with that about how it turned the team into a disaster. But here's the one thing I'll say on the Harden trade. Because, yes, looking back on it, terrible trade. Terrible trade. It ruined this run. It seems like – it really feels like that was the beginning of this falling apart, even though they got to, where they got in that series against the future champion.
And Allen's become an all-star player.
Yeah.
That hurts. That's and he's a guy too. They could have used,
No question.
And Harden was a total dog here.
But
it's all the way around.
You have to give – this is where I'll – if you're going to bash the Harden trade, then you have to bash the whole thing. Because once you do this and you bring in Kyrie and Durant, you let them run the team. That's just – it feels ugly to say that necessarily just because it's like, you still can make smart decisions. It doesn't mean you have to make bad decisions. When you bring in Kyrie and KD – they run the team.
No doubt.
And if they want Harden, you go get Harden. And if they want a new coach, you got to get him a new coach. It's unfortunate, but that's the deal they made. All right, and if you love that at the beginning of the deal, if KD and Kyrie was like, holy cow, everyone thought they were going to the Knicks. Look at what's going to happen. The Nets are going to win a championship. If you like that from the beginning, then it's hard to buck the trend where it's been going. The unfortunate thing is outside circumstances have led to James Harden being unhappy and really falling off the table. Kyrie and whether it's the vaccine mandates
or taking a sabbatical,
injuries in playoff series. I mean, it's just all fallen this way where it hasn't worked out for the Nets. But it's hard for me. If you, looking back on it, you either think the whole thing was a mistake from the jump or you think it's just an unsettling and unfortunate series of events. Because once this train gets rolling, where you're handing the team over to Kyrie and Durant, like, everything they did was in that mold.
Sure. And outside of Evan and maybe the most pessimistic Net fans, when you get James Harden and you're pairing him with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, basketball fans all across the world were like, this team is going to win a championship. Everybody thought they were a lock because you have three superstar players. So for them, of course, and if Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving go, you know what's going to make us better? James Harden. And in theory, it should have made them better. Now, injuries and all sorts of things, bad luck, no doubt about it. But yeah, when you start going down the road where you're bringing in a Kevin Durant, you're bringing in a Kyrie Irving, you're going to want superstar players to come here. You just hope that you put together the right team and the right mix. And the Nets, in theory, did. And injuries and outside circumstances led that whole situation to become a disaster. And now it looks like they may blow the whole thing up and they're not going to be able to pick up the pieces.
Jack and Rockaway, what's up, Jack? You're on the Fan.
How you doing? Lifelong Brooklyn, New Jersey Nets fan. I'm 27. I go back to the Dennis Hobson draft picks, Ed O'Bannon.
Yep.
Just Every year I root for them to win for 30 years.
Well, sure.
And then as soon as they're eliminated, I root for them to lose to get a higher draft pick. something's wrong with me. I realize that.
You're a fan. Well, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, that's what fans
that's
do.
That's what it is.
With the Durant thing and Irving, the two things that derailed the Nets, I felt that as soon as they did it was hiring Steve Nash as a coach and Kyrie Irving. The biggest mistake Marks made last year is when they pulled out his contract. They should have given him the 4 or 5 year deal that he wanted, max him out, and then you had leverage. You could have traded him to Indiana, New Orleans, and got a great haul back. You would have had leverage. Instead, you pulled this thing. We're going to pull him off the court, which I actually felt proud about. I felt like they had a franchise that was taking some kind of stand. And then when they needed him, they went back to him. And then now, unfortunately, we rode the train long enough.
Yeah, and you know what, Jack, your point, and looking back at it now, it was a mistake to not let Kyrie just play on the road from the beginning of the season. It was a mistake.
No doubt. They handled that poorly.
At the time, it seemed like, you thought maybe it would start to make him change his mind about his stance. Clearly, it wasn't. And then it hurt the team. By the time he came on board, there wasn't enough time. The Harden thing had already deteriorated by that point.
No doubt.
It was huge mistake. So I understand the point. At the time, it seemed like, wow, the Nets are really standing up. Listen, you're either with us or you can't be. We understand why. You know, all that. We all remember what it was back then. But looking back on it now, it was a terrible mistake. They should have just let him. They should have said, look, we can't control where he's allowed to play. He's a member of our team. He's going to play when he's allowed to be. He's healthy and he's a Net. And as long as the league and the government and whoever allow him to play, he's going to play. And that's what should have been from the jump. The Nets would have been better off. Would they have been NBA champions better off? I don't know. They're not beating the Warriors. But they would have been better off.
Yeah, they would have been better off. Look, they have made mistakes along the way, but they brought in KD, Kyrie, James Harden, in theory and on paper. That should have led to a championship. And it didn't. But you still have Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving here, and you have to do everything in your power to make these guys happy and keep them because you are too far down the road here to turn back. You are out to sea. These are the guys you've married. You have to make this work, and you have to give something that Nets fans have been clamoring for, a championship, because you have two great players to not make that happen.
And I don't even know what a package. I mean, could you even make a trade with both of them in it? Like, how do you even go about that? Like, what kind of value are you going to need back for these two guys? Like, it's one thing. All right, how do you trade Kyrie? I don't want to. It's not best for the Nets. All right, you move him to the Clippers. There's at least a couple of draft picks, a couple of players, whatever. What do you do for him and Kate? It's inconceivable. I can't even begin to wrap my mind around what you would need back. And if a franchise is capable of doing it, I mean, what are you going to do? Get draft picks every other year for the next 7-8 years?
Yeah, listen.
Like, what could you possibly get?
If they blow this up and they don't win a championship, it's one of the biggest disgraces in the history of sports. I don't want to get into it. It is the Nets. If this was like a bigger franchise, Nick, someone we cared about more, it'd be even a bigger story. But just from a sports basketball story, you have these players
quickly,
fall apart this quickly, not make an Eastern Conference Finals, not make an NBA Finals, not win a championship, is a disaster, and it will be a black eye in this franchise that, like, not going to go crazy like Frank the Tank, but it's going to take a long time to recover from it, certainly.
All right, 5 p.m. We're giving stuff away every hour, and now, right now, be caller number 7 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. For your chance to win a pair of tickets to see One Night with Nikki Glaser at the Beacon Theater on Friday, September 23rd, from our friends at Live Nation Tickets. Punctuation could be helpful in these reads. Man, oh man. From your friends at Live Nation, period. Tickets go on sale this Friday, June 24th at 10 a.m. at livenation.com.
Grubhub loves restaurants, from the food to the passion and determination of the people behind them. They know that a restaurant's reputation matters. Good food deserves good service, delivered fast, fresh, and exactly how restaurants intended it to be. That's why Grubhub is introducing the Grubhub Guarantee. Grubhub guarantees your food will get to you on time within the delivery window and the lowest price compared to other apps, or you'll get back at least $5 in perks. Order now through the Grubhub app or order online. Grub, what you learn.
All right, McMonagle and Lugauer filling in for Carton and Roberts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.